Thank you for choosing Avis. This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Para continuar en español, diga español.
Are you calling about a new reservation? I didn't get that. Are you calling about a new reservation?
No.
All right. Are you calling because your travel plans have been impacted by a flight delay? For a reservation you've already made, you can say change, confirm, cancel, extend, or contact emergency roadside service.
Refund.
I didn't get that. For a reservation you've already made, you can say change, confirm, cancel, extend, or contact emergency roadside service. If you've already returned your vehicle and would like a receipt, you can say rental receipt. Otherwise say, more options. I didn't get that. For a reservation you've already made, you can say change, confirm, cancel, extend, or contact emergency roadside service. If you've already returned your vehicle and would like a receipt, you can say rental receipt. Otherwise say, more options.
More options.
Okay. Are you calling to find a rental location, inquire about past rentals, get a copy of your rental receipt, lost and found, or other services? Or would you like to go back to the main menu?
We will look at getting fresh.
I didn't get that. Are you calling to find a rental location, inquire about past rentals, get a copy of your rental receipt, lost and found, or other services? Or would you like to go back to the main menu?
Inquire about past rentals. Inquire about past rentals.
This call may be recorded for quality purposes. Did you know that you can get in touch online? Simply go to avis.com and select help, then customer service, and submit your request. If you are calling about a rental in the US, Canada, or Puerto Rico, press 1. If you are calling about an international rental, press 2. To get you to the correct person, in a few words, please say why you are calling. As an example, you might say points or authorization hold.
Refund on my deposit. Deposit.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Are you calling about an existing case? Press 1 for
yes
or press 2 for no. Please hold, and one of the team will be with you shortly.
Welcome to Avis Customer Service. My name is Jacob. I have your rental agreement or reservation number for better assistance.
Yes, my name is Edgar Acosta.
Okay.
And what other information you need, I'm sorry?
The rental agreement or the reservation number.
Let me see. I got the is it the Avis car number?
Yes. Yeah, it works.
Okay, it's 507.
Okay.
18080.
Okay. Just give me a moment.
Oh, I got the renter agreement number now. I saw it. If I give it back to you, if I give it to you.
Oh, yeah. It's okay with the rental agreement.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't see until now. The rental agreement number is 679.
Okay.
618.
Okay.
575.
All right. Edgar Acosta?
Yes. My name is Edgar Acosta. I'm calling in regards to the refund for my deposit for the car rental in Miami.
Oh, okay. I understand. Let me check. I have your phone number, please.
Well, my phone number, it's not from the United States. I was there for business, so I rented a car.
Oh.
But I'm not from the U.S.
Oh, okay.
But I rented the car in Miami. I have everything else. I don't know what else I can give you. The car, the plate number of the car, or...
No, don't worry. It's okay. Give me just a second. I'll check what happened with your deposit, okay?
Please, thank you, sir. Yes. You can go from 1 to 3. Sorry. Hello, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just checking my system.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, don't worry.
You know, was I correct to know that after the rental, it takes 15 days to get the deposit refunded, or is it a different time frame? Because I'm going based on that time frame. That's the reason I'm calling, because you know, it's been more than 15 days since my rental.
Yeah, actually, it take from 5 to 7 business days, but sometimes, depending on the bank or depending on the traffic of information, it can take up to 2 weeks. Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Yeah, because I was told since so it's been 2 weeks. That's the reason I'm calling. Do you see it be in process or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, actually, I see that we released the hold, but we did not release the entire amount because, well, I see that you have 2 different coverages during the rental, and also you receive an a refilling charge. So it's probably that we took a part of that hold to pay those charges, those additional charges of your rental.
Okay, so you say that they're on hold.
What do you mean on hold?
Sorry, can you repeat what you just told me about the deposit? I'm sorry, I was being talked by someone else. I didn't concentrate on what you were saying.
Yeah, don't worry. I said that we already released the hold. But not the entire amount, because I see that you have 2 different coverages during your rental, and also you received a refilling charge. So it's probably that we took a part of that hold to pay these additional charges.
Okay. So do you know how long would it take to release the other hold?
The rest of the hold is for $78 plus taxes and fees. So probably you're going to receive a little more than those $78.
Okay. All right. So in about, 5 to 7 business days, 2 weeks, how long should I expect for me to receive that?
The 5 to 7 business days.
Okay. All right, perfect. No problem. I'll call back if anything, if I don't see anything by that time.
Yeah, don't worry.
What was your name?
Thank you very much. My name is Jacob.
Jacob, thank you so much for your time and help. You have a great day.
All right. So thank you very much for calling Avis Customer Service, and have a nice day.
Bye-bye.